Willem Backus with a Travel World Report, talking with a personal look on New Zealand with Wendy Petrie. Wendy, welcome back to Travel World.
Thank you.
Wendy, what part of New Zealand are you from?
I'm from Auckland, which is in the North Island. It's sort of near the top of the North Island, but it's on an isthmus, what we call an isthmus.
Is Auckland exactly on the sea?
Well, yeah, it really is kind of a narrow bit of New Zealand. We've got the Pacific Ocean on one side and the Tasman Sea on the other. So a lot of people enjoy sailing and doing lots of water sports like windsurfing or surfing. And, you know, if you can get a place right on the ocean, that's fabulous. In fact, I lived for 2 months right on the ocean, on the beach, which was wonderful. But it's obviously that quite hot property, so we were only renting, and it was a really rundown old shack. It was in my university days, but it was really great.
Sounds like you had an awful lot of fun. Now, New Zealand is two islands, the North and the South Island. If you were to take a car, how long would it take you to drive across the North Island?
Wow. Okay. Well, probably from Auckland, where I live, right down to Wellington, which is the capital of New Zealand, down the bottom, that probably takes about 7 hours. And then, yeah, you can cross Cook Strait and go to the South Island, and that would probably take another 10 hours to get right down to the bottom. So you're probably looking about 20 hours all up to drive from top to bottom. If you were, you know, going pretty quickly, obviously, but you would like to take the scenic route.
Sure.
And it'd probably take a little bit longer, but it really is a wonderful journey and lots of different things to see along the way. Really contrasting environment with the national parks and marine reserves, and, you know, there's a rainforest, there's black sand beaches, swimming with dolphins. There really is everything. It's in such a short, you know, country, we do pretty well.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Better Road, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Road, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel World.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report with New Zealand native Wendy Petrie. Wendy, welcome back to Travel World.
Thank you.
Now, you mentioned the Cook Strait, which separates the North and the South Islands. Is that something where there's a causeway or a bridge, or would you have to take a ferry to get from North to South?
Yes, no, you must take a ferry. I think a couple of people have tried to swim it, some very brave people, and set some sort of world record, or record at least. But, yeah, no, mainly people get the ferry across. Sometimes it's too rough to actually get across if it's a particularly bad weather. But generally it takes about 3 hours on the ferry, and you can either go in person or you can take your car across. So it's really user-friendly.
It's a little bit like the English Channel, then, in terms of distance.
That's right, exactly, yeah.
And the North Island, is that where you get the more picturesque countryside, like the mountains, or is that more the South Island?
I think the South Island. I'm from the North Island, but if I was going to recommend anything, I would definitely say the South Island, because it really is wonderful, untouched beauty there. We've got the Mount Cook Mountains, which are snow-capped and wonderful. You can do heli skiing. And then there's Queenstown, which is this fabulous skiing town, but it's wonderful in summertime as well. And then right down the bottom, we've got Milford Sound, which is like a rainforest. It's a really tropical rainforest area. So you've really got everything, you know, in one. And it's something that I think you really can't get anywhere else in the world.
At the southernmost tip of New Zealand, is it a climate that's comparable to what you find here in Canada?
Canada is, you know, really a country of extremes. Like, I'm living in Toronto, and I can't believe in summertime I'm so hot, and then in wintertime it's snowing and -10, whereas in New Zealand it's a great difference. It's very mild in comparison.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report. This has been a NASCAR marketing production.